better.
That's humility. Which part is false?
I don't care whether I'm the best that I can be. All I care about is whether Rat Army wins the next game. Meanwhile, we only got 3 rules. Do what I tell you, and don't piss on the bed.
You're supposed to ask
him what... What's the 3rd rule?
That was 3 rules. We don't do too good in math here. Your practice sessions with your little Gishavlanchis are over. You practice with the big boys now. I'm putting you in Dink Meeker's tune. From now on, as far as you're concerned, Dink Meeker is God.
Then who are you?
The personnel officer who hired God. And you're forbidden to use your desk again until you've frozen 2 enemy soldiers in the same battle. And the way everybody's going to be watching for you, that won't be easy.
Which one is Dink Meeker?
I have no idea what he does after lunch, but he doesn't do it here. Go find him.
Yes, sir.
I hear you're a genius programmer. If anything goes weird with my desk, I'll know it's you.
Thank you for taking me, sir.
Don't stand there breathing. Say it.
Rose told me to report to you. I'm Ender Wiggin.
I know.
I'm in your tune.
I know.
I'm pretty inexperienced.
Look, Wiggin, I know all this. Why do you think I asked Rose to get you for me?
You asked for me?
I've watched your practice sessions with the babies. None of you knows squat, but somehow you all get better. Maybe 3 commanders know how to work their soldiers the way you do.
I don't work them. They're not mine.
Griaz, they're yours. But you're such a good commander that they don't even know you're controlling them. That's on the plus side. On the minus side, all Petra knew how to teach you was aiming.
I needed to learn that.
You need to learn everything. You still move like you were afraid to wet your pants.
So teach me.
So learn.
I'm not going to quit my free time practice sessions.
I don't want you to quit them.
Rose does.
Rose can't stop you. Likewise, he can't stop you from using your desk. You have to do your schoolwork.
So why did he order it?
Commanders have as much authority as you let them have. The more you obey them, the more power they have over you.
The more you disobey them, the more you get smacked upside the head.
Isn't that why you're taking personal defense classes?
I'm the smallest kid in the school. I need to even up the odds.
You also have a mouth. Lose the mouth, do what you're told, and you won't need the defense skills.
Is that the stupidest thing you said today, or does it get worse?
Eh. Somebody's going to be after you no matter what you say or what you do. That battle where you froze 10 guys and got yourself to the top of the standings, I hear you had your legs toward them and you were shooting between your knees.
I froze my legs in a kneeling position, so they were like a wall. It made me harder to see, and when they did see me, I was harder to hit.
Okay, you're going to demonstrate that to my tune, and we're all going to learn how to do that all the time.
It means you can't catch the wall with your toes.
We're not monkeys. We don't use our feet like hands. So we'll get really good at attacking on our knees.
Will that be okay with Rose?
Didn't he tell you I was God? That's because Rose is scared that somebody will figure out that he has no idea what he's doing. So he says that he believes in promoting the creativity of his tune leaders. We do whatever we want, train our tunes however we can, and when we screw up, it wasn't his fault. Good system, except for the part where he's not commander of anything.
But you're the commander of 10 guys.
Unlike Rose, I actually know my soldiers, what each one can do, what each one can't do. Unlike Rose, I take responsibility for my decisions. And unlike Bonzo, I expect you to obey me because you trust me to give orders that make sense.
That's the most sense I've heard in battle school. Why aren't you commander of an army?
I'm good with 10. What do I want with 40?
Oh, Ender!
What are you doing here?
Same thing as always.
Rat Army's letting you practice with them.
They say Dink Meeker's the best tune leader ever.
So I'll teach you everything I learn. and then you'll teach me.
We don't know anything.
From you, I learn the things that nobody knows.
What is this, Wigan? I told you not to use your desk till you froze too.
I'm completing the trig assignment for tomorrow.
I said not to use it.
I need trig more than I need to please you.
I'm beginning to see why Bonzo hit you.
You have a room of your own, eh?
It's about the only perk of being a commander.
Bonzo slept in the barracks, because he was afraid of what might happen if he wasn't watching all the time.
Why would you shame me? Everybody knows the rule.
Nobody obeyed it, Rose. They only pretended to obey you when you were looking. We don't need an incentive to do our best in the battle room.
Nobody? How would you know?
You already know it. Did any of them fall behind in their classwork? 3 different guys told me to go use my desk in the library because you never go there, so you won't see.
Why would they do that?
Because they like you. Everybody likes you. They don't want to hurt your feelings, but they aren't going to piff their classwork for you.
So, you don't like me?
I don't like lying. When you give an order that nobody obeys, you're training them not to take your orders seriously.
You don't know what it's like being a Jew here. Everybody expects you to be brilliant. I mean, the original Hegemon, Strategos, and Polemarch were all Jews.
One of them was a Finn.
Then the one after him was an American Jew. Everybody thinks that because Israel kept coming back and whipping everybody, that means Jews are winners.
You really think they made you a commander because you're a Jew?
I have no idea what I'm doing.
The more military history I read, the more I think nobody knows what they're doing. They just pretend they did afterward.
You're still a year too young for battle school, and you know what you're doing.
No, I don't. I'm trying to train myself so I can adapt to whatever comes up.
Well, here's what I think. I think Dink Meeker picked you for his tune because he knew you'd shame me in front of everybody.
I was hoping I had a commander I could speak the truth to.
I was hoping I had a soldier who'd be grateful I rescued him from Bonzo.
What you have is a soldier who's trying to be ready when the Formics come. I don't care about the game or school or your feelings unless they can help me be ready.
Do I ask a lot? No. Just one simple thing. Treat me with respect, but that's too much for Wigan. He has to speak the Amasan truth. Ow. Wigan, front and center. Here's what happens to soldiers who use their desks before they've earned the right. You're going in first. Alone.
Come on, Rose.
Shut up, Dink. The second the gate opens, throw him in.
So I'm a decoy. I'll shoot toward the main body of their army.
You won't have time to shoot at anything. Pitch him in.
Feet first, please.
Put a little spin on him.
Well, will you look at that? Ender tucked himself up and shot between his legs, just like we've been practicing. And I think he got his 2 enemy soldiers before they froze him.
Tistometape.
Do you mind if the rest of us go in now and have a battle?
Zdain mi po.
I love it when you speak dirty Hebrew. Meekertun, let's go!
Did you really think you were going to get through this without anybody challenging you?
If I really explain what I'm doing, I think there'll be more opposition, not less.
What we're doing. I appreciate your keeping my name out of it, but if you have to, then use it. Because having him learn from the worst commanders was my idea.
Even using your clout. every admiral and general in the IF will be very resentful if I explain that my program for Ender is based on the principle that you learn more from the mistakes of idiots than from the example of good commanders.
With successful commanders, you never know how much is good luck, or which of their ideas led to their victories. But with failed commanders, it's always easy to spot the stupidity, the laziness, the stubbornness, the pride, the recklessness, the inability to inspire or lead others.
So reasonable. How could any IF officer possibly take personal offense at that statement?
So you have Ender on a program of getting shunted from one bad commander to another. Except that you accidentally seem to have put him with Dink Meeker. And from what I've seen of his record, he's very good.
Oh, he's the worst of them all. Because he's charismatic and smart and careful, and trains his soldiers well.
Oh, yes, I can see how that would be a terrible thing for Ender to experience.
If Ender doesn't see the huge flaw, then Dink Meeker's the most dangerous of all the bad commanders I'm going to give him, because Ender might follow his example.
Good practice today.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ender.
Ciao, Ender.
Bite me, Ender.
Ho, Dink.
Your people are gone.
I always wonder what you're doing when you show up exactly 15 minutes late to dinner. Apparently, you come here.
It's not a secret. In fact, it's boring.
So you don't mind if I stay?
I come here to be alone.
Then I won't talk. To you or about you.
And yet I still won't be alone.
So you'll teach me how to play the trivial games, the battle room, but you won't help me learn how to play the bigger game.
Stay. Watch. You'll be bored. You'll leave.
As you can see, Dink takes off his flash suit and then floats slowly across the room. Takes a full 10 minutes to cross the 100 meters. Barely moving.
Thank you for editing that out.
I watched the whole thing. Mostly Ender, to see if he was bored. But he never took his eyes off Dink.
I would have thought he'd follow his example and drift along with him.
That would be impossible. You can't slow down in free fall, so when he caught up with Dink, he'd pass him and keep on going.
Show me the ending. Or tell me. I like spoilers.
After all the years that Dink never explained anything, I thought you'd like to hear what he says to Ender.
You're still here?
Why do you put on your flash suit when you don't even use it?
The door doesn't open for anyone who isn't wearing a correctly assembled flash suit.
Oh.
Why did you wait?
Wasn't hungry.
Well, now you know why I'm not a commander.
Because you like to float in space by yourself?
In space you never stop. I like having walls and an atmosphere.
I've never seen anybody so relaxed.
Actually, they promoted me twice. And I refused.
Dink brings it up himself. Interesting.
Makes me think he's been dying to tell somebody.
The second time, they took away my old locker and bunk and desk, assigned me to a commander's cabin, gave me an army. But I just stayed in the cabin till they gave in and put me back into somebody else's army.
Why?
Because I won't let them do it to me. I can't believe you haven't seen through all this griaz yet, Ender. But I guess you're young. These other armies, they aren't the enemy. It's the teachers. They're the enemy. They get us to fight each other, to hate each other. The game is everything. Win, win, win. We eat every meal with the standings looming over us. We push ourselves, go crazy, trying to beat each other, and all the time the old meants watch us, study us, discover our weak points, decide whether we're good enough or not.
Isn't that true of every school?
Good enough for what, Ender? I was 6 years old when they brought me here, like you. Did you think you were the only one they took early?
They decided I was right for the program, but nobody ever asked if the program was right for me.
So why don't you go home?
Because I can't give up the game. Because I love wearing this and pointing my fingers at guys and freezing their jopas.
So why not be a commander?
Oh. Look what it does to Rose. The boy's crazy. Scared all the time. Makes a big deal about how he's not one of those commanders who sleeps in the barracks with his army because he wants to give us the freedom to be creative. But every night, he comes in after lights out and lies down on the first bunk and sleeps. He's gone before anybody wakes up in the morning.
I had no idea.
Only a few of us even know. He's scared of the dark, Ander. Scared to be alone, and scared to let us see his fear.
I think I saw some of that. But then he got angry and mean right afterward.
They made him a commander, so he has to act like one. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's winning, and that scares him most of all because he doesn't know why he's winning. Except that I have something to do with it. Any minute somebody could find out that Rose isn't some magic Israeli general who can win no matter what. He doesn't know why anybody wins or loses. Nobody does.
Doesn't mean he's crazy.
You've been here a year. You think these people are normal. Well, they're not. We're not.
They tested to make sure we weren't normal.
We're all geniuses, right? I look in the library. I call up books on my desk, and I've got a pretty good idea what children are. And we're not children. Children can lose sometimes, and nobody cares. Children aren't in armies. They aren't commanders. They don't rule over 40 other kids. It's more than anybody can take and not get crazy.
Ender takes this in. He says nothing. I wish I knew what he was thinking. Of Stilson. Of his brother. Proof there's plenty of craziness back on Earth.
I had a brother. Just a normal guy, a lot older than me. All he cared about was girls and flying. He wanted to fly airplanes. He used to play ball, a pickup game, shooting balls at a hoop, dribbling down the corridors until the peace officers confiscate your ball. Great times. He was teaching me how to dribble when I was taken.
Look at Ender's face. I'm pretty sure he's not remembering his brother so fondly.
Hey, I know. Nobody's supposed to talk about home. But we came from somewhere. The battle school didn't create us, you know. The battle school doesn't create anything. It just destroys. And we all remember things from home. Maybe not good things, but we remember. And then we lie and pretend that... Look... Ender, why is it that nobody talks about home, ever? Doesn't that tell you how important it is?
I was just thinking about Valentine, my sister.
Not Peter at all.
That wasn't his think of Valentine face.
I wasn't trying to make you upset.
I don't think about her very much because I always get like this.
We never cry. We're trying to be adults. Trying to be like our fathers.
Look how Ender's face closes down. He's definitely not trying to be like John Paul.
He's trying not to be like Peter.
Look at Bonzo. He's got an advanced case of Spanish honor. He can't allow himself to have weaknesses. To be better than him, that's an insult. To be stronger, that's like cutting off his quintamas. No, his father's quintamas. That's why he hates you. Because you didn't suffer when he tried to shame you. He hates you for that. He honestly wants to kill you. He's crazy. They're all crazy.
And you aren't?
I'd be crazy too, little buddy. But at least when I be craziest, I'd be floating all alone in space. And the crazy... She float out of me, she soak into the walls, and she don't come out again till there be battles. And little boys bump into the walls and squish the crazy back out again. And you, you crazy too. Come on, let's go eat.
Maybe you can be a commander and not be crazy. Maybe knowing about craziness means you don't have to fall for it.
They've got you pegged already, Ender. They don't plan to treat you kindly. Look what they've done to you so far.
They haven't done anything but praise me and promote me.
And she make you life so easy, ne?
That's what I came for. For them to make me into a tool. To save the world, if I can.
I can't believe you still believe it. The Formic menace. Save the world. Listen, Ender. If the buggers were coming back to get us, they'd be here. They aren't invading again. We beat them and they're gone.
But the vids. The war.
All simulations or demonstrations. Except the footage from the first and second Formic wars. Nothing real from the so-called third war. Your grandparents weren't born when Mazer Rackham wiped them out. Nothing since then. All fake. Help me get my suit off.
Well, why bring us up here then?
As long as people are afraid of the Formic menace, the hegemon rules, the IF keeps its funding, the big brass get to keep their careers, all the sacrifices people make, the population laws, the rationing, the anti-emigration laws, if they ever catch on to the truth, there's going to be such a war. The whole earth in flames. Now your suit.
No.
That's the real menace, Ender, not the Formics. And in that war, when it comes, you and I won't be friends. Every country will reclaim its own battle school geniuses and make us fight each other.
If it turns out that the Formics aren't coming.
Even if they come. When it's all over, then the whole system falls apart.
Unless the Formics wipe us out.
I didn't think of that. You're such an optimist.
Only an optimist could look forward to dinner.
Well, that's a conversation I wish Ender hadn't had.
I was just thinking how glad I was to get some idea of why Dink won't let us promote him.
Dink is smart, and I like him, but I don't care why he doesn't want command. Besides, he was lying.
Why do you think so?
No, I mean he's lying to himself. I think he believes all this, but he's just as scared as Rose. That's why he refuses command. Dink Meeker will play the game as long as losing is somebody else's fault. That's why he's such a terrible model for Ender.
Why are you so sure you're right?
Because Dink is the most competitive player in the game. It eats him alive. It's too powerful for him. We made him a commander, and he couldn't come out of his room. Now he tells a sophisticated story about it. But he was terrified of responsibility.
He takes responsibility for his tune.
The tune Rose gave him. In the army, Rose commands. We thought for a while he might be the one. But he won't let us put it on his shoulders. He won't carry it.
And you fear that Ender might do the same?
You saw how he watched Dink float across the room.
Never looked away.
I try to pile on problems, make him believe nobody will ever step in and take the burdens away. But thanks to Dink Meeker, now he knows. All he has to do is refuse.
The recusant admiral. Sounds like an operetta.
Well, whatever damage Meeker did, it's done. If I had known this was going on inside Dink's head, I never would have let Ender near him.
They would have found each other one way or another. Ender finds the people he wants. We're not really in control of him. You have noticed that, haven't you?
It's one of the things we like about the boy. But we do still control his environment. Keep him from seeing anything we don't want him to see. Except when a serpent like Dink slips under the fence.
The viper who was almost our war leader.
It was a snake that Moses held up on a stick for the dying Israelites to look upon and live.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Nobody ever does, Major Jayadi.
Where's Bernard?
Haven't you heard? Word's out that any Launchy who comes to your practice sessions won't ever amount to anything in anybody's army. Word's out that commanders don't want any soldiers who've been damaged by your training.
There's a certain kind of commander who really won't be happy with soldiers who do things nobody told them to do.
Eh? But I be the best soldier I can, and any good commander wants me in his jeesh, eh?
Eh?
Smart.
We're all smart, Shen. It's how we got here.
No, no. I was using the first meaning of smart, which is agrees with me.
And here they come.
Visitors.
Look how they're pretending to write down names.
How do you know they're not really doing it?
Because we're launchies. They don't know our names.
Let's show them how good we are.
No. Show how awful we are. I don't want to be commanded by a Yelda who's scared of our practices.
Hey, my name is Alai. A-L-A-I. Spell it right so I don't accidentally end up in your Imossen army.
Alai, you're not helping any of the other kids.
Chisel them.
Let's just work on stuff. They'll get bored and go away.
They're trying to intimidate the kids who practice with Ender.
And it's working. Fewer kids at each practice.
What do you want us to do about it?
Let's see what Ender does.
He's doing nothing.
He always does nothing.
Until he does something.
Apparently, I came late to the party.
No, we keep having the same conversation, that's all.
Well, I think it's a volatile situation. All the kids who scare easily are gone. The commanders have stopped coming. More and more, it's Bonzo Madrid's team of bullies. And they aren't just taking names anymore.
I'm canceling practice. For a few days, to let things cool down.
No, who made you, Sabik? Not your decision to make.
They're taking it outside battle room. Shoving kids who practice with us, stealing their desks.
If you stop, even for one night, they'll figure that bullying works.
It's not important enough for anybody to be hurt because of it. Or scared.
It's important to me.
It's not like these practices make all that much difference.
Oh, they scare you too, is that it? Slap you up in the bathroom, stick your head in the nuznik, some cob got your stuka in his teeth?
It's not commanders anymore, it's thugs and bullies coming to piff our practices.
Anybody force you guys to come?
Kind of.
They tried to scare me away, so I had to come.
I'm the one they hate. If I'm not here, then they'll leave you alone.
Ho, Ender. You still my friend?
Yes.
Then stay and practice with me.
That's how they decided to stay. But here's how it escalated. Bonzo's thugs were ridiculing them and—
Show me.
Is he a worm or a slug?
That's how he came out of his mama when he was born!
And then he splashed in the toilet.
Makes me want to kill them.
Now you know. If you want to make an opponent crazy angry, that's the kind of stuff you yell.
Good idea, Ender. And then he splashed in the toilet!
What are you doing?
Just repeat what they say. That's how he came out of his mama when he was born!
That's how he came out of his mama!
When he was born!
And then he splashed!
And then he splashed in the toilet!
And then he splashed!
You think that's funny, you stupid umes?
You think that's funny, you stupid umes?
That's what stupid little babies do. Repeat everything you say.
That's what stupid little babies do.
Oh, that's great. Now they're coming at us.
We're all wearing flash suits. What can they do?
Throw us around the battle room like toys?
They're going after Ender.
I was the one repeating.
They can't hurt me.
Yeah, until they catch you and rip off your flash suit and then smash you up.
Didn't think of that.
But Ender, you think of everything.
Go Nova!
Bakana!
To Goro!
How fast can we do this?
Ready!
Everybody push off!
Hey, we did a formation!
Nova formation, slithers!
Look at the niche, guys!
Fly, fly, fly!
Run away, little Grimity Grims!
We can't practice with this going on. Let's call it a day.
Huh. Excellent plan. Let's go out in the hall where they can really hurt us.
Where there are teachers to put a stop to it.
They monitor all the battle rooms, and they aren't doing anything about it now.
It's not the teachers, it's the other armies. These bullies aren't going to do anything where other kids can see that they're so much bigger than us.
And like you said, it's you they're after.
What? You were listening?
I think we should stay and fight.
flash suits on, but show them we're not going to let them run us off.
Look at how they move. They've never practiced the kinds of things we do. I think we can take them.
We outnumber them, too.
I won't turn down any advantage we can get. Who's up for a bagunsa?
I'm in. We can take those bunducks.
A dozen conchos and cakewops? Who can't beat them?
Here they come. Pair up and take them in midair. Set them spinning.
It might make them mad at us, Ender.
It might embarrass them.
Sounds good to me. Everybody got your target? Then go put them in spin!
Any injuries? Anybody even go to the medic?
It was a brawl in the battle room. It's a serious infraction.
So what are you suggesting?
Everybody who took part in the brawl...
The bagunsa?
...should be banned from any free time access to the battle room for a week.
Do you even hear yourself? That's what Bonzo's thugs want. You'd be handing them a victory.
It was the big boys who first went on the attack. Ban them.
First, they'd just take it out on the younger boys outside the battle room. Second, we will never, never, never...
Never let Ender think somebody's going to rescue him.
So we just ignore it?
There's nothing we can do that won't be pathetic and counterproductive.
Those bullies hated being ridiculed back. They really hated it when Ender's little army fought back and made them look stupid and helpless.
I hate having serious practices disrupted.
Ender handled it.
Alai and Shen and a bunch of other little kids handled it. Ender was all for quitting.
They held a council of war. Ender listened to their advice, and he made the decisions.
Just can't stop that boy from being a natural commander, can we?
You're taking this way too lightly. I see the seeds of future violence in this.
Thanks for your warning. But Ender has to handle it himself, using whatever resources he has, including this little army he's made up out of nothing.
I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong about the problem and the danger. But did you offer me an alternative plan?
As Hiram keeps telling me, we're planning to put the fate of the human race in Ender's hands. Let's trust him to deal with grade school.
Burning candles at Ender Wiggins' shrine?
You see, there are no candles.
But it's 3 years since the apotheosis when the IF came and took him into the sky in their fiery chariot. You're looking at pictures of him and tears are dropping onto your desk. I do believe it's the holiest day in your calendar.
And you, as sensitive as usual, haven't the grace to leave me alone.
Win or lose, Ender's never coming home. Someone named Andrew Wiggin might return. But he won't be your precious little boy.
Whatever you want me to do, this is not how to get me to do it.
Ender went off to save the world from the buggers. But that's not the only danger the human race is facing.
Found a giant meteor hurtling toward Earth? I believe the Jukes developed their asteroid-busting machine about 100 years ago.
I speak of war. The Formic threat has given us an artificial peace among nations that will not outlast the end of this third Formic war.
And you have decided that if Ender is going to save us all from the Formics, you will save us from ourselves.
With your help.
Let me guess. I'll be your lackey,
doing all the ugly, hard, and nasty jobs. But you get to be king.
I think the working title is hegemon. It's an office that already exists.
But the moment the Formic Wars are over, every nation on Earth will repudiate the authority of the hegemony.
But what they can't do is repudiate the fleet.
That's the first interesting thing you've said.
The fleet is composed of people from all nations. They can only survive by staying out of any war on the surface of Earth, but there it will remain as a triumphant international force that has the power
to do nothing.
The power to remind us constantly that once we were united. The office of hegemon, though, will become empty, useless, a figurehead.
Ah, an office so worthless, they'll give it to you.
They'll give it to the image that I create. The illusion of a man of peace. A combination of Mahatma Gandhi, Abraham Lincoln, Socrates, Jesus, St. Francis, and John Locke.
You're going to create a pseudonymous identity that will personify the ultimate man of peace and wisdom.
They will give that empty figurehead office to the persona who exists under the name John Locke. Then it will be my job to fill that empty office with brilliant maneuvering that turns into the power to bring the human race back into unity.
A noble vision. It's just a coincidental side effect that this will make you boss of the world.
I've been studying how the nets work, who prevails. Not only do I have to sound like an adult, which is very easy, and wise, which is even easier, I also have to become noticed and important, which is nearly impossible to do without showing up in person.
Especially when you're a skinny teenager, wrestling with acne, puberty, and bad hair.
4 zits a year do not a case of acne make.
What do you need me for, Peter? What's the assignment you expect me to waste weeks and months on?
I can't create my Locke persona in isolation. The way I will make him important is by creating a second persona to attack him.
Ah, you want me to spend my days and weeks attacking you. That sounds interesting.
Not attacking me. That's just sibling rivalry. You'll be attacking the wise, reasonable, peace-loving Locke. And you'll be doing it as a rabble-rousing, hyper-American nationalist, world's greatest force for good, watch out for the evil Russians, Chinese, Muslims, demagogue called...
Macbeth.
Demosthenes.
Nobody even remembers who he was.
But the people who will most value Locke will think of Demosthenes as the Athenian who gave endless warnings about the danger posed by Philip of Macedon.
Danger which turned out to be real.
Only because Demosthenes provoked him and talked the Athenians into resisting him.
Because not resisting him would have...
Excellent! You're a Demosthenes fan!
I believe that history is complicated and nobody's all good or all wrong.
Keep that to yourself. When you're making Demosthenes into the most important political demagogue in the world, you'll do it by always being smart but never being reasonable. Saying what a common idiot has in his heart without a trace of your rational nuances. Can you do that?
Can I? Yes. Will I? Pardon me. Will I laugh so hard I wet my pants?
Demosthenes will make Locke famous by making him the butt of his arguments. Everybody who hates Demosthenes will gravitate toward Locke because Demosthenes attacks him so much.
Locke will be my Philip of Macedon.
I knew you'd agree.
Why don't you just write both sides?
Because eventually it will be known who's behind these essays. I can't be both guys or it'll destroy me.
Having it be a plot between brother and sister won't be much better.
Infinitely better. Especially if Ender does his part and becomes famous in the war. Then we're the brother and sister of the genius war hero.
Why do I suspect that Ender and I will both lose and you'll win?
We all win. The world wins. It's a win times a billion.
That multiplies out to be considerably more than the population of the world.
By the time it all comes together, there'll be a few billion more babies and... Who knows? I may get a significant portion of the Formic vote.
No, never. I will not help you.
I'll give you a few topics and you can write me some sample essays.
You're on your own.
You will do it. Because you know that either the world will be torn apart by terrible wars that kill a billion people, or somebody will unify the world. And of all the ways to unify the world, and of all the people who might do it, my way is the least horrifying. And me as hegemon is the least nightmarish outcome.
Not in my nightmares.
I've been in your nightmares. And this is what I've seen there. Ender was taken away from us for nothing.
You don't understand anything about me.
If he beats the Formix, and then the world destroys itself anyway, his sacrifice, your sacrifice of the only sibling you actually love, will have been for nothing. And I'm offering you the only way to make the world war brief and give it a happy ending. So here's your first four essay topics. One, why Russia is the worst danger to world peace.
I didn't know you were Russian.
Half Polish. Two, how America had the best empire the world ever knew. Three, how the Muslims are planning to take over the international fleet. And four, how the bureaucrats of the hegemony are plotting to take away the last shreds of American independence.
Not writing them.
You're already thinking about how to write them.
Am not.
You know my plan will work.
It'll work without me.
Can't. Demosthenes has to be a different voice.
Find someone else.
You're the only person in the world who comes close to being as smart as me, that I can trust.
But I hate you, Peter. In all honesty. With every molecule in every cell in my body.
And that will make your essay so convincing.
I wish they had taken you up to battle school.
But if they had, Ender's birth would never have been authorized. See how complicated it is? I'm responsible for the existence of everything you love and care about.
Only because battle school was smart enough not to want you.
See? You live in the best of all possible worlds. Because I'm in it.
Why are you going to change it all now, Colonel Graf? Ender's doing very well as a Toon Leader in Phoenix Army.
Useless. Pointless. Petra Arcanian is a pretty good commander, so he's wasting his time.
The system is working the way it's supposed to.
No, it isn't. Because once the starships start decelerating from near light speed, you can plan down to the minute when they'll be going slow enough to attack.
Are you telling me that the ships have decelerated enough to be detectable?
That information, if I had it, would be so classified that if I ate it, I'd have to cut off my butt before the information got there.
You have a gift for finding the perfect metaphor.
Are you saying that you're going to advance Ender to command at a ridiculously young age because that's the only way he'll be ready in time to command the fleet when the fighting begins?
What an interesting speculation.
Major Anderson, whether it's true or not, getting you to believe it is how he's going to persuade you to let him have his way without protest.
She has a doctorate in psychology.
It's only coincidence that I arrived in time for your meeting with Colonel Graf. I actually came here for another reason. But I think you'll actually want to see it, too.
See what?
Ender went back to the mind game.
I thought after the snake kept killing him in the tower room, he gave up on the game.
He did. But as you pointed out, he's really just marking time. He has a good commander. He's a good Toon Leader. He's still the top soldier in the standings. And while Bonzo and his thugs still hate him, he has the respect of most kids in battle school. He's bored.
So he went back to that little kid's game?
Let me show you. Notice that the game starts him back at the giant's dead body. Everybody else still gets the giant's drink, but Ender gets this huge, desiccated skeleton, overgrown with lichens, moss, and vines.
It's actually kind of cool, in a vaguely sickening way. Archaeologically correct.
Where the children turned into wolves, we now have dwarves chipping blocks of stone into statues of playing children. And inside the cave, dwarves are chipping all the stalactites into statues of wolves.
Is this supposed to mean something?
It means that the mind game is insane. I assume none of this even resembles anything anybody ever programmed into it.
So he comes to the end of the world, that huge leap, and the clouds still catch him and whisk him to the tower room in that castle. And there's the rug that turns into the snake.
He isn't fighting it.
He's hugging it.
Which makes it so the snake can't bend its neck around to bite him.
It's as if he worked on it for 3 years and finally came up with a solution.
And so what? He strangles the snake?
Just watch.
Oh, ouch!
Broke its neck.
But it's not dead yet. Watch.
Grinding it into the stone floor.
Why do the graphics have so much blood?
Keep watching.
He grabs the crushed head and shakes it, and the whole rug unravels, and now he drags the snake around the room looking for something.
Tie the snake to the bed, toss one end out the window, and climb down it like Rapunzel's hair.
The tower is far too tall.
He stops in front of the mirror.
He's looking into the mirror.
And now the hollow display rotates around so Ender can see into the mirror. Ender didn't issue a command to do that. The game did it by itself so it could show him.
Zooming in on the mirror.
Ender isn't doing that either. Let me pause it now so you can see.
The mirror isn't reflecting the mouse.
Who is it reflecting?
Ender?
Not Ender.
Peter Wiggin. Ender's older brother.
What do you think Ender will do?
Unpause the vid. I hate guessing.
He's throwing everything at the mirror and nothing breaks it.
And now he whips the mirror with the head of the dead snake.
It breaks.
And dozens of tiny snakes pour out of the hole where the mirror used to be. And Ender's mouse avatar dies twitching under a heap of little serpents.
Oh, it's like Freud or Jung went apeshit on this kid.
What does Peter Wiggin mean to Ender?
Ender's worst fear is that he's as violent and cruel as his older brother. So, looking into the mirror and seeing Peter...
It's just what the sign said.
It's the end of the world.
Then he shut down the desk and went to sleep.
I thought we blocked his access to the mind game.
We did, but it turned out not to be necessary because after only one try, he never attempted to play it again until now.
And the operating system let him in.
Once again, the tech teams are all trying to figure out how the program got around the blocks because it's not possible. And Ender didn't do anything special. He just found an old icon for the game and tapped it.
On the plus side, it's clear the game thinks Ender is something special.
It's more than that, sir. Peter Wiggin's picture isn't in the system.
It has to be. He'd be in the old footage from all the surveillance of Ender back
when... It's not a picture of how Peter looked then. It's a picture of how he looks now.
Is somebody trying to sabotage this boy? Is somebody hacking the IF's whole system and planting psycho bombs for Ender to trip on and obliterate his identity?
I don't know what he'll do now, if he'll ever play again. But whether he does or not, that image is now implanted in his brain. He looks into a mirror, and Peter looks back at him.
He can't unsee that now.
I can think of only one antidote.
The sister. No, I'm not bringing her up here. I'm not letting her even talk to him. We don't need him thinking about his family, and especially not Valentine.
His mind is already on his family, filling him with self-loathing. Valentine was always his protection against Peter.
I am not bringing a distraction of that magnitude into Ender's life.
The mind game has already brought a much larger distraction. First, he has to embrace the snake. Then he has to crush the snake. Then he sees his worst moral nightmare in the mirror, and he uses the snake to break the mirror. And then he dies, covered in little vipers.
Sometimes, a snake is only a snake.
What's with the soldiers?
If it was a bomb threat, they wouldn't be letting us in the school.
It looks like they're just waiting. The blue uniforms. Is this the Civil War again? Are we going to have a reenactment?
Maybe the ones in gray are on the other side of the school.
That's the IF uniform. The Marines, actually.
Are they recruiting middle schoolers now?
You forgot to turn off your phone, and now the teacher's going to confiscate it. You forgot to turn off your phone, and now the teacher's going to confiscate it.
I will never get used to your ringtone, Valentine.
It's a text. I'm supposed to go to the principal's office.
Trouble.
If you're pregnant and didn't tell us?
Yeah. The principal is always the first to know.
You had a monitor as a little kid, right? Genius girl and all that. Maybe they changed their minds, and they're here to take you after all.
Ooh. You're not Dr. Lineberry.
Would you be so good as to close the door?
If Ender were dead, you'd be talking to my parents, not to me.
Ender is in good health.
The Commandant of Battle School himself comes to Earth, at great expense, and has me called into the principal's office so we can chat.
I see your powers of observation remain keen.
You've had Ender continuously for 3 years, and he wore the monitor his whole life till then. You can't be coming to me for information. So, you want me to do something, to control Ender in some way? The answer is no.
Take a walk with me, Valentine.
Since there's nothing more to say...
Everything said in the principal's office is recorded, even if you switch it off.
So what I just said is on the record?
Yes.
Excellent.
Come outside with me. We need you to help Ender.
By help, you mean manipulate.
Do you make all your judgments based solely on prejudice without bothering to gather any data?
Help him do what?
I wish we knew.
Oh, this is a biblical moment. The king has an important dream, only he forgets what it was, so he tells his wise men to interpret this forgotten dream or die. Then the captive Jewish prophet tells him the dream, which makes no sense, but he explains it. You think I'm Daniel. You want me to interpret the dream you can't remember.
You struck closer to the mark than you knew. There's a computer game the younger children play. It adapts to each child.
They do therapy games like that with us, and we always try to act as crazy as possible.
With Ender, the game reprogrammed itself in a big way. Huge sequences that are completely out of our control. And when we try to block his access, the game finds a way to pop back up.
You've been hacked, Mac.
The game is still working. It showed Ender's avatar, a large mouse in case that matters, a mirror. And when he looked in the mirror, the game showed him the face of Peter Wiggin.
That's not therapy. That's like an attack on Ender.
That's how it looked to us. Ender started breaking things in the game, and then the game found a way to kill him in the game. And now he doesn't play it anymore, and in fact, he seems to have lost interest in his education.
Here's an idea. Don't tell him that he's just like Peter. That's like the worst thing in the world to him.
Surprising as it may seem, we do know that, since we heard every conversation he ever had with you.
You and your program really screwed up.
Will you help us?
Yeah. Free advice. Erase that program.
It can't be erased. We tried. Besides, we're not asking for your advice. We're asking for you to provide Ender with something.
Oh, I get it. Your game showed him the devil, and now you want to show him the angel, and you think that's me.
In Ender's personal symbology, yes.
So show him old footage of him and me together.
That wouldn't be enough.
Then let us talk by holophone.
There are profound reasons why we allow no real-time contact between children in battle school and their families.
What do you want?
I want you to write him a letter.
I wrote him 100 letters. He never answered.
He never got them.
So show him one of them. Or, here's a thought, all of them.
You were younger then, and there was a lot of talk about how much you missed him.
I wasn't writing to you. You weren't going to deliver them, so what gave you the right...
Our behavior violates all the standard norms of social interaction, and we make colossal mistakes. We broke him a little. Help fix him.
Promise you won't cut anything I write?
I won't promise any such thing.
Then I won't do it.
We'll have an expert write it for you then, using bits from your previous letters.
If you thought that would work, you would already have done it and saved yourself the trip.
We won't cut your letter.
You're lying, aren't you?
Don't write anything we have to cut, and then it won't be a lie.
Ender, would you do me a favor and read your mail?
Anything that matters, they'll tell me to my face.
I got a forthwith from Graf telling me to tell you to read your Amasin mail. So read your Amasin mail, Wigan!
Right this second, sir.
Go get chiseled, soldier!
Grias, Gafno, Yiffa, Dudu, Valentine.
Ender. The bastards wouldn't put any of my letters through till now. I must have written 100 times, but you must have thought I never did. Well, I did. I haven't forgotten you. I remember your birthday. I remember everything. Some people might think that because you're a soldier, you are now a cruel and hard person who likes to hurt people, like the Marines and the vids. But I know that isn't true. You are nothing like you-know-who. He's nicer seeming, but he's still a slum bitch inside. Maybe you seem mean, but it won't fool me. Still paddling the old canoe. All my love, Turkey Lips. Val. Don't write back. They'll probably psychoanalyze your letter.
Come to my quarters, please, Ender. You were crying in there. It's scaring the other children. I know you've been depressed.
They think I'm depressed, so they let me have a letter from my sister.
Toguro, or is that good?
They're manipulating me, but the letter's real. They made her write it, but she wrote it from the heart, and...
And it got to you.
When it comes to conniving and manipulating, Colonel Graf's pretty much gold medal Olympic level.
So the letter worked.
She still loves me.
Stay here in my quarters till you're done. I'm gonna go yell at some of the children.
Valentine, thank you for coming in.
Oh, I had a choice?
Can't you simply cooperate with the normal social niceties?
I wish I knew how, sir.
I have a letter for you. You have to read it here in my office in my presence, but not aloud.
Dear Valentine, we thank and commend you for your efforts on behalf of our struggle for survival. You have been awarded the Star of the Order of the League of Humanity First Class, which is the highest military award that can be given to a civilian. Unfortunately, IF security forbids us to make this award public until after the successful conclusion of current operations. But we want you to know that your efforts resulted in complete success. Sincerely, General Shimon Levy, Strategos.
Have you read it through?
Twice.
I was instructed to have you read it and then destroy it. Was it good or bad news?
I sold my brother, and they paid me for it.
You lead such a dramatic life, Valentine.
Naming things for what they are isn't dramatic, only unusual. May I go back to class?
Please do. You brighten everyone's life, wherever you go.
As you brighten mine.
How did you come up with this roster for Ender's army?
Don't you think I did a fine job?
It's as fine a collection of misfits, rebels, ne'er-do-wells, slackers, and geeks as has ever been assembled in one place.
They all made it into battle school.
This list is dated several months ago. The fact that you're handing it to me now suggests that you might want me to issue the orders to bring this army into being.
I suppose so.
It has to be an order, Colonel Graf. Armies don't move because a commander says, I suppose it's time to attack.
I'm not a commander. I nurture little children and fill their minds with wisdom and delight.
Hiram, I was a pain in the ass with all my skepticism. But everything worked just as you predicted. The last few weeks, Ender's even been...
Happy?
Content. His mind is keen. His play is excellent. Young as he is, we've never had a boy better prepared for command. Usually they go at 11, but at 9.5, he's top flight.
For a moment there, it occurred to me to wonder what kind of man would heal a broken child of some of his hurt just so he could throw him back into battle again. A little private moral dilemma. Please overlook it. I was tired.
Saving the world, remember?
Call him in and then cut the orders for everyone else.
We're doing what must be done, Hiram.
You're eager, aren't you? You're dying to see how he handles all those rigged games I had you plan out.
Eager? That's a pretty low thing.
After all these years together, you're surprised that I go for the low blow? Come on. We're both the scum of the earth. I'm dying to see how he handles them, too. After all, our lives depend on his doing very, very well, nay?
You're not starting to use the boy's slang, are you?
Call him in. I'll dump the roster and his soldiers' individual records into his desk and give him his hook and security clearance. What we're doing to him isn't all bad, you know. He gets his privacy again.
Isolation, you mean?
The loneliness of power.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes-a-ree. I hope you had a nice time being happy, Ender. It might be the last time in your life. Your dear Uncle Hiram has plans for you.
Your quarters. Only your palm will open the door. Inside, your voice command opens it.
We're off by ourselves in this level.
There was a time when battle school had more students and more armies. Then we raised the standards, about 15 years ago.
I've never heard of Dragon Army.
That's because there hasn't been a Dragon Army in 4 years. We discontinued the name because there was a superstition about it. No Dragon Army in the history of battle school ever won even a third of its games. It got to be a joke.
Why are you reviving it now?
We had all those gray and orange uniforms. Here's your hook. It controls the location of all your army's flash suits in the battle room. It only works during your regularly scheduled practices.
I assume Major Anderson gave you all the tokens of authority?
I hear that commanders get an extra minute of hot water in the showers.
Commanders don't need to shower because their sweat doesn't stink.
I was perfectly happy to wait, till I was the regular age.
What gave you the idea that I care whether anyone's happy? We've conjured up an army for you by advancing an entire launch early and delaying the graduation of some graduating students. The ones that don't seem to be getting their adolescent growth spurt.
I've always wondered why everybody's out of here before they hit puberty.
We don't want a bunch of 2-meter athletes bashing around in the battle room.
None of the soldiers on this roster is above the 25th percentile in the standings.
Nevertheless, I think you'll be pleased with the quality of your soldiers. It doesn't matter either way, though, because we're forbidding you to transfer any of them.
No trades?
And, think. You've been conducting your little practice sessions for 3 years. You have a following of loyal disciples. Many good soldiers would put unfair pressure on their commanders to trade them into your army.
So you excluded from Dragon Army anyone who ever practiced with me?
All our first-time commanders have been given soldiers they never practiced with before. But I have it on very good authority that with the right commander, these soldiers have potential.
What if I have a soldier I can't get along with?
Get along with him. Major Anderson would love to have a commander he agrees with more often, but we do our jobs.
So I'm a commander, but with limitations no other commander has to deal with.
Nobody ever behaved like you prior to getting his first army. We adapted to the reality you created.
Did you open that door?
Your army is assembling. Don't you want to go meet them?
I got here first.
I'm older.
Are you commander?
Then you're being older. Is it worth half a liter of Kuso?
It's him.
And a wig.
He's so small.
Really young.
He's not so much.
I just undid all your bunk choices. In Dragon Army, the youngest soldiers bunk close to the door, veterans to the rear. I just put the roster in order of age on your desks. Work it out.
Every commander has to find some new way to piff the system.
Find your bunk, put on your flash suit, and assemble in the corridor.
I give him a week before he's as lazy as everybody else.
He can hear you.
No, he can't.
Yes, I can. Ordinarily, we'll be on the morning schedule, straight to practice after breakfast. Today, I have you all afternoon.
My flash suit doesn't fit.
You haven't tried it on.
Look at me. I'm smaller than you. Flash suits never fit.
Make do.
They have to give me a special one, and you just assigned me a bunk that doesn't have
it. Look at how much time you just spent talking when you could have been obeying my order. Out in the corridor. Now.
I'm naked!
And still talking. Corridor. Now. Three minutes from first call to running out the door. That's the rule this week. Next week, the rule is 2 minutes.
Like it makes a difference.
Some of you act as if you have to figure out how to get dressed each time, as if you'd never done it before.
Are you saying we should practice dressing ourselves?
We're a lot farther from the gate than any other army. Do you want the other army to always be inside the battle room when we get there? Practice getting dressed so you never make us late. Now, let's go! You can't run and put on your clothes at the same time. Carry your flash suit and finish dressing inside the battle room.
We can't get through the gate until our flash suits are on.
If I leave the gate open, you can hear while you finish dressing. Didn't you notice that we're all running to the battle room?
Sorry, sir.
Why are so many of you out of breath?
The gravity's higher at this level.
That will make us stronger if you run everywhere all the time.
Is that an order?
I don't have the authority to issue such an order, but I'll know who's following my suggestion by seeing who's always out of breath the way you are right now.
I have enough breath to talk.
You have enough oxygen either to think or to talk. It's clear which one you chose. If you have enough breath to laugh, you can do ceiling taps. If I can do it at my height, you can do it. Except you.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't come close.
He came way closer than if he didn't try. Like you. What an impressive group of dragons. Why are you upside down, soldier?
Sorry, sir, I...
Hold still, all of you. I said, why are you upside down?
Can't tell the orientation of this thing.
I don't...
Nobody has a theory about why you all have your feet in the air and your heads toward the floor?
That's not the floor, sir.
Isn't it? Why are you so sure?
Out in the corridor, the floor was...
Are you in the corridor? In the corridor, you all knew where the floor was because it was down. Which way is down here?
We're in zero-G.
We fight in zero-G, in free fall, not in the corridor. So when Dragon Army comes through that gate, you leave station gravity behind you, out there. In here, where is down?
There is no down, sir?
The human brain can't function without the concept of down, and we all need to be able to communicate about directions.
That's why we hold on to corridor gravity.
You hold on to corridor gravity because you're lazy and you're not thinking. In Dragon Army, down is toward the enemy. Do you understand? The enemy's gate is down.
Cool.
Segura.
Makana.
The enemy's gate is always pulling at you like gravity. The currents of air all flow downward toward the enemy's gate, and you orient yourselves so your feet are pointed toward the enemy's gate. You remember corridor gravity as south. There's north, east, west, but up is toward your own gate, and down is...
Toward the enemy's gate!
All right, everybody, form up on the ceiling.
Oh, Kuso!
Warrior!
I piffed!
You Umes!
Dollbacks!
Dollbobs!
You made a mistake, now fix it. Get in place. You, which way is down?
Toward the enemy gate.
Name, kid?
This soldier's name is Bean, sir!
Get that for size or brains?
The size of his kintamas.
None of us has hit puberty, Bunduck. We all have tiny kintamas. Now, in the old days, you had 10, 20 seconds to size things up at the gate. But now you have to stream out the gate the second you arrive, or the enemy will already be halfway up the room, and you'll get frozen as you come through. Now, what happens if you're frozen?
Can't move.
Helpless.
Paralyzed.
That's what frozen means. But what happens to you?
You keep going in the direction you started in, at the speed you were going when you were flashed. Then you bounce off the first wall you hit and start to spin.
Right. You five on the end. Move. The next five. Move.
Where to?
Where?
Huh? Now?
How many do I have to freeze before somebody obeys my order? You five, move. The five who moved are now demonstrating my point, moving toward the walls at the speed they were going. They're going to bounce around down there toward the enemy's gate. But the ten of you, your commander ordered you to move, and because I didn't tell you where to move, and I didn't specify to move now instead of tomorrow afternoon, here you are, clustered around your starting point, getting in the way of your own army. While the hook is bringing those soldiers back, would someone like to summarize what I just taught you about the way Dragon Army works? No volunteers? I'm betting Bean can do it. Can you?
The enemy's gate is down, so we keep our feet pointed that way, so if we're hit, the enemy freezes our legs, not our bodies. When we're ordered to move, we obey instantly. When we start a game, we fling ourselves out of the gate in a downward direction, so that if we're frozen, we clutter up the enemy's gate area and not our own. And our commander likes to humiliate anyone who makes a mistake.
Does anybody have anything to add to Bean's summary?
Maybe we should subtract the sarcasm?
Bean wasn't sarcastic. He was accurate. I want you to feel embarrassed if you make a mistake. If you aren't ashamed of errors, you'll keep making them. You'll learn nothing. I'm glad I have one soldier, at least, who not only understands what I say, but how I say it and why I say it. This is supposed to be a school full of geniuses, but Bean's the only one smart enough not to be ashamed to know the answer and say it. What's wrong with the rest of you? Why weren't you eager to say the answer?
We were afraid we'd be wrong and you'd embarrass us.
In real combat, if you speak up, if you act instantly, you might get embarrassed because you're wrong, but if you just stand there saying nothing, doing nothing, asking nothing because you're afraid of getting embarrassed... Not only will you die, you'll get other people killed too. Killed! So yes, I use embarrassment as a tool to help you remember, but there is something worse than embarrassment, and that's death. Failure. If you aren't willing to be embarrassed over and over again by trying things, by speaking up, then you will learn nothing. And when you leave this safe little cocoon and go out to where the Formics are trying to kill you, you will die. Because you're so afraid of getting embarrassed.
It's just a game.
What was that? Are you ashamed to speak loudly enough for us to hear?
I said it's just a game.
This is a game. So we can learn how to work together in an army. Give and take orders. Think tactically and strategically. Practice with the intensity of competition. But there are no spectators. This isn't an exhibition. People don't buy tickets to watch us. We aren't athletes or actors. We're soldiers. Because we're going to take what we learn here and use it to kill the enemy and prevent the enemy from killing us. If you ever forget that and act like this is just a game, then you should be iced and sent back to Earth because you're wasting space up here. Don't ever forget that we're preparing for war. Are you embarrassed for saying that it was just a game?
Yes, sir.
And yet you provided me with a chance to make a speech I was dying to give.
So it was useful, né?
An ume, but a useful one. Bean is the smallest of you, and the youngest, but he's also the one who's least afraid to speak up. He thinks he's smarter than me, and he lets it show, but if he's got the brains to back it up, then that's fine with me. I don't have to be the smartest soldier in my army, as long as I'm smart enough to listen to the ones who are smarter than me. I don't know everything, but I know something. And so you will listen to me, and practice what I tell you to practice, and pretend to care about what I tell you to care about. And if you think I'm missing something, you'll tell me. Even if you think you might embarrass yourself by saying something stupid.
You've already made that point, sir. Can we get past the talking part of this practice?
Bean, let's see you do precision dives. From each corner to the opposite one, both directions. That's 8 jumps. Now! While the man of action makes his mighty leaps, I will tell the rest of you what we're going to practice. It's not enough to have your legs below you. They don't make enough of a shield. So we're going to practice rotating so our legs are toward the enemy, then pulling our legs up in kneeling position and flashing ourselves. Why would I have you practice doing that? Are you embarrassed to guess? Do we have to wait till Bean comes back to explain it?
If we're in kneeling position, our legs shield our bodies better.
And if we freeze our own legs, then they go dark, so we're less visible.
And frozen legs hold their own position, so we don't have to work at keeping our legs that way.
Right, right, and right. How many of you understood that? No, don't lie. I really mean how many of you had already thought of those things before they said them.
I didn't even think of the thing I said until they'd already said the things they said.
Ah, so one person talking helped another person think better. Do you think that might be a general principle? Do you think that the more we guess and think and imagine and say, the better we'll all get at thinking up new stuff to try? Oh, look, here comes Bean again. How lucky that he was already through listening to me. Look at how much more practice he's getting. All right, everybody, flip yourselves down toward the enemy gate, and once you're going, tuck your legs and flash them, and see what goes wrong, so you can do it better next time. And try not to bump into Bean. Move!
Whoa. I'm spinning!
Kuso, I can't even flash my own legs.
Thank you.
Good practice, sir.
Good moves. Tough practice, Ender.
So, girl.
Dragon Army's gonna slither.
Hit the showers before dinner. You all stink.
Oh, Ender.
Hobie.
I know what you're doing, and I warn you.
You were doing fine until you tried to undermine my authority.
You were repeating yourself.
And how many times do you think I should repeat myself when I can see that most of my army still doesn't understand? Could you see their faces? Were you in a position to make a valid judgment about when I should stop talking? You're just like everyone else. Ashamed to admit when you were wrong.
What about you? Do you admit when you're wrong?
I admit I was wrong when I thought you were the best of my soldiers.
You were not wrong.
No, Bean. You're the worst of my soldiers. Because you think you understand everything. When you only understand one tiny little part.
I made one mistake.
You tried to undercut my authority. Do that in war, and the structure breaks down and everybody dies. Am I right?
Yes, sir. You're right, and I was wrong.
Go wash off the stink of sweat.
But you were wrong to hold me up to ridicule before I blew it. From the start,
poor
you
Bean.
Were on me.
Poor little Bean.
I can be your best soldier, or I can be your worst.
When you finally figure out what battle school is for, Bean, you'll be ashamed for having said something that stupid. Get out of my sight. You're not good enough to be in my army.
I'm the best in this army! Your army.
There has been a rule change, Ender. From now on, only members of the same army may work together in the battle room during free time. Therefore, battle rooms are available only on a scheduled basis.
Nobody else is holding extra practices.
Now that you command a rival army, the other commanders don't want their boys practicing with you. Surely you can understand that. So they'll conduct their own extra practices. Or do without.
You gave me a green army, Major Anderson.
Many of them are veterans.
None of them mastered the art of taking orders and moving together for a common purpose.
Nobody gets here without being brilliant, Ender. If they've never responded well to the training offered them by other commanders, it's your opportunity to train them effectively.
That's what I intend to do, but I was going to rely on Shen and Ali to...
You don't need your launch buddies to hold your hand.
Oh, Ender.
You heard about the policy change?
You're big time now. Can't play with the little boys.
You're a full cubit taller than I am.
Cubit? Has God been telling you to build a boat?
I miss you already, you circumcised dog.
When we meet in combat, Othello will whip your half-pole jopa.
I taught you everything you know, but I didn't teach you everything I know.
Always knew you were holding something back.
I wasn't, though. Holding back.
Neither was I.
Salam, Ali. Between us always, ne?
Eh.
Anderson told me I should speak to you about this schedule of battles for Dragon Army.
I assume you're not enthusiastic about it?
Dragon Army has only been together for 3.5 weeks. We've never given a commander his first battle earlier than 3 months. And then at least 2 weeks between battles.
We don't have 2 years to give Ender the experience he needs.
So you compress it all into a year. What if he's too burned out to continue?
Our computer simulations say not.
Computer simulations of the human psyche are worth less than a coin flip.
We'll see what Ender does under this level of pressure. because it's nothing compared to the stress of actual combat.
Well, I'll be working on how to pick up the pieces after he breaks.
Ender isn't the only basket we can put our eggs in.
Now you believe in Bean?
Bean is a better strategist than Ender, and as good a tactician. It might make up for the fact that nobody can stand working with him.
Maybe before he breaks, Ender will teach Bean something about command.
I'd rather that Ender not break.
Lighten the schedule.
We'll see how he does.
Wake up, dragons!
What is it?
It's 5:30.
Give me back my dream.
We have a battle with Rabbit Army at 0700. I want us warmed up in gravity and ready to go. Get to the gym, but bring your flash suit so we can go to the battle room from there.
What about breakfast?
I don't want anybody puking in the battle room.
You think we're scared?
I think you might get frozen and ram your Kintamas into the corner of a star. Let's go. Everybody else jumps right through the gate. Why do we wait? Hanzu.
No use jumping till we know where we're going.
Everybody else has 4 tunes of 10. We have 5 tunes of 4. Why? Tom?
They won't be looking for the extra tune.
Bean?
5th tune is also an active reserve.
Which way is the enemy gate?
Down.
4 points of the compass to the near stars. C-tune, slide the east wall. If it works, A and E follow fast to exploit. I'm with D. Move.
Geronimo!
Sorry, Ender. I'll remind him that dragons are silent in battle.
I know you will.
They didn't notice C. I'll make noise here. You attack around the wall side.
Die, you bunny rabbits! Die!
C and E have punched through. A is engaged. Let's move.
No sound but our flash guns. Go!
It's over.
It's over and we won.
Our first battle and we won?
Victory to Dragon Army.
They had more soldiers than we did.
They did not.
I counted 5 tunes.
Of 8.
You can't have more than 4 tune leaders.
No such rule. Dragon Army won their first battle, and only 29 seconds more than the record. Take it like a man, Karn Karby. Dragon Commander, present yourself at the gate.
2 leaders, 4 corners. C-tune punches through.
You're not going to punch through yourself, Commander?
No such rule, sir. Dragons, you have 15 minutes for breakfast, then meet in the battle room for the rest of the morning practice.
Aww.
They just fought a battle.
We need to learn from mistakes while we still remember. You have my permission to throw food. At each other only.
What are you doing here, Ender?
Eating breakfast. Join me?
You won your battle, Bunduck. You'd in the commander's mess now.
Oh, I didn't think.
Smart enough to win, too dumb to live.
I love you too, Shen.
Good show, Ender. Normally the others stand and applaud when a new commander comes in. But you're not supposed to make it on your first battle.
They're not even looking at me.
Ume, they're looking at nothing else. They're just not facing you.
Karn Karby's alone at his table.
He's being shunned because he lost to a first-timer. No, don't sit with him. Everybody will think you're gloating.
Whole new culture in here.
Every move you make is about status. Notice the standings.
Oh. Dragon is number 1.
You've won 100% of your games.